When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our fallback edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country or around the world if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. Well, the fastest way is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, gosh, I'm delighted to say for the sun is out. Woohoo! That's really lovely. And it's a shock for me. It has been nothing but raining and blowing and all kinds of crazy up here this weekend and last weekend. And, I've had in the last 2 days, I've had power outages, I've had cable outages, I've had internet outages, and everything was... And let's find out. I think everything's working. I think you can hear me. I can see Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. And I hope everybody's clocks are working, too, because today is the day of the year where we fall back. And turn our clocks back 1 hour.
Yeah. I remembered to do that part.
So quick time check for everybody. If your clock does not say 9:04, adjust it to that now. That is if you are in Pacific time here.
Yeah, Pacific. We are now in Pacific Standard Time again. I don't know. I was hoping, Nathan, that by the time we got here that perhaps we would have decided to just stay in daylight savings time and not fall back and just be on one side or the other. But apparently that decision is really hard to make.
Yeah, it's something that's been trying to be made for many, many years, but just still we have to keep doing it.
Well, and I heard something this week that they had tried in the Senate to pass again, to go one way or the other, they almost did it. Well, but one guy, Tom Cotton, was a senator that messed it up this time, and shut it down and said that unfortunately too many people, their kids would have to walk to school in the dark for a little while, so. But the majority, I don't know, I heard the majority of the polling is daylight savings time. That would be my vote, but I'd go along with either if we just stayed one way or the other. I'd prefer to stay in daylight savings time, though. But anyway, so they tried again to make it happen, and one senator said, nope, not doing it. And so I guess it died then.
I'd be curious to know how much of the world does the daylight savings time, because, you know, most of the world does the metric instead of the imperial system as far as measurement goes. So I'm wondering what it's like for daylight savings time. Is this something that's pretty unique to us, or are there more countries involved with it as well? I do see that there are, you know, pretty good amount of countries do actually do this savings time. It almost seems like maybe 40%, but I could be wrong. I don't have the actual statistics.
Yeah, I don't. I've not heard anything about that.
Because like,
so I don't know.
It's like Arizona and Hawaii. They don't participate in the daylight savings times adjustments.
Yeah, I know a couple. You know, my friends moved to Arizona a few years ago, and although they miss the Great Pacific Northwest a lot, the one thing they really like about being there is they don't have to change their clocks. They stay in standard time all the time. In Arizona anyway. So, and we do a Zoom meeting once a month, together, so that we don't lose track of each other and so forth. But we adjust it now that we go back to daylight savings time. We adjust it so that, we start the Zoom meeting an hour earlier for us here, so they don't have to do it so late down there because they stay in standard time.
Well, I just got to pull it up here to answer my question. There's about 72 different countries that actually do daylight savings time. So it's not just like a little unique thing to here in the United States. It is pretty global for countries that decide to participate it or not.
So how many did you say?
I'm seeing 72 countries according to worlddata.info. There are 72 different rows of countries.
Very interesting. Okay. All right. So, anything goes wrong today, Nathan, you get to blame me.
Or the clocks or daylight savings and our circadian rhythms being slightly off of balance.
Well, I should tell you, because like I said, things have been just kind of crazy with the weather up here, because we've had, you know, just major rain and lots of wind. And boy, after last weekend, really, really tons of rain, tons of wind. And, you know, it's that time of year that all the leaves are falling down. And of course, I live out in the forest and I have 150-foot trees around on my property and all of that, and lots of big leaf maple and cottonwood, the hemlocks and so forth, and cedar don't shed. Well, the cedar shed a lot, and boy, I was just buried after last weekend. So Thursday, I got out there and blowed and blowed and blowed, 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 blowed everything, and everything looked great. And of course, now it looks like I wasn't even out there. I'm totally buried again because we had a ton more rain and more wind over this weekend. But gosh, I knew it was going to be nicer today, and the sun was coming out, but it's absolutely gorgeous. And looks like you've got some high clouds, but a lot of blue sky. I have a lot of blue sky and sunshine.
Yeah, just a few little kind of lower hovering popcorn-y type clouds, but those don't do anything. They're just kind of there. And
yeah.
They're few and far between. And a very nice fall autumn day here, and especially enjoying looking outside and seeing all the fall colors, because I don't know if it's just me or what. I even had somebody mention to me yesterday that the fall colors seem very vibrant this year.
Yes, and I would say kind of more so. More of the reds and oranges, you know, and a lot of bright colors. I remember when I was younger hearing that, I don't know where, that they had brighter, deeper colors back east than we had here because the temperature extremes were greater. And someone at some point explained to me that what color the leaves turn depends on the temperature and the changes. But it seems to me that we've gotten more and more of the reds and the darker, brighter colors as the years have gone on. So maybe that has something to do with it. I don't really understand, but I remember something like that, I was told.
So like,
but I do think you're right.
Would the reds colors maybe be more for like warmer temperatures?
No, colder.
Colder for reds.
Yeah. Yeah, the colder extremes back and forth are what produce the brighter red colors and stuff.
Okay.
But like I said, I don't remember where I heard that. And some of that may be because, and if I sound a little weird, it's because I don't know. How many years have I been doing this show? Well, I Gosh, I know I'm. We're 30. Some I think we've made. We're around 30 years.
Mm-hmm. And that's including the Como days and all, you know.
Yeah,
the
KBI
whole,
and Como, Como
whole history.
Here. Yeah, the whole history. I think we're around 30 years. I don't think this has ever happened before. So, you know, after 30 years, new things can still happen. I know, for the first time, I am so careful about my alarm system for, you know, when I have to get up to do the show, because I get up way earlier than I normally would get up because I'm not a morning person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, never had an issue with that. And sometimes I do too, and all of that. Well, for the first time, now I changed my clocks. I fell back and changed the clocks and set my alarm for today, like yesterday afternoon, you know, just so I'm ready. But I don't know. I must have spaced checking it. Because I didn't actually set the alarm.
Oh, so you set the clock, but you didn't.
I set the clock, and I set the alarm for the right time.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't push the button in the right way to turn it on.
Okay, and you're using one of your, I assume, just like your stationary clocks that are not on your phone?
No, I have a stationary clock, but I also have a radio alarm.
Uh-huh.
I was up like a couple hours early, you know, and stuff, but then back to bed and then all of a sudden, you know, I wake up and I'm just like saying, I look over at the clock and you haven't seen Martha move that fast in a long time. I looked at the clock. And it said 8:52.
Oh.
Well, you can imagine there was a little cookie flipping going on up here in terms of, are you kidding me? So I was up and tap dancing and stuff. Robbie's outside. I got the shark circling at my feet. And everybody's saying, where's our breakfast? Nobody's been fed. At least. So... if my voice sounds a little strange, cause I haven't been talking much until just now. And if I'm a little discombobulated, during the show, it might be because this is the first time this has ever happened. So, you know, I haven't, my goodness. Yeah. That means I haven't meditated. I haven't done my prayers and affirmations. I haven't done my sounding. I haven't done my, you know, I do a whole treatment of acutonic forks and me and Robbie. Okay. Well, anyway, so nothing's been done, but at least I'm here. And, I mean, I was so late that my cell phone was ringing in my pocket and it was Nathan as I was, connecting for Zoom on the radio. So, I don't know. First time, Nathan.
Well, seems like our internal clocks are always looking out for us, though, because I've had times on many occasions. It doesn't even need to be daylight savings time. For some reason, like, I don't know, maybe my phone or my alarm battery dies or something like that, or my alarm just doesn't go off. And yet my internal clock will still wake me up and bring attention to the time with enough time. I mean, I might have to, you know, bring my breakfast into work or something like that, but I'm always still able to make it in to where I need to be on time. I just need to push back some of my morning plans just a little bit or take alternative methods to go about them.
Yeah, I would say that usually happens with me too. And I don't know what happened today because I didn't wake up at, you know, the time the alarm was set. I was awake a couple hours before that, but then anyway, I am just very grateful that somebody woke me up in time because I know you called my cell phone, but
right.
But if I was not up, that is turned off.
Oh.
So that would not have reached me. My landline is the only thing that would have reached me.
Well, now I know what to do in case I ever I don't see a Martha on the Zoom when it's getting close to showtime.
Yeah, call my, because if I have overslept, my cell phone is off.
Okay.
So you would want to call my landline because that's right next to my head.
All
and
right.
If that doesn't work, then we're in trouble. But, well, let's see. How about, I think it, get started here, let's see. We are the 2nd of November. My goodness, winter's on the way, but we are officially into November. Today is the second day of November, and the sun is out. And Nathan, I think that I'm going to be blowing and maybe be able to mow today after the show. I think I think we're going to stay dry and leave some sunshine for today, and I think dry tomorrow. But then I think the rain comes back. Is that correct?
Yes, it's going to be pretty wet over the course of this coming week. Maybe just a slight chance of rain on Monday, but once we get into Tuesday and throughout the remainder of the week, seems like increasing chances of rain going through Friday, and also still continuing, looks like some rain on Saturday as well, just maybe a little bit less of it. Either way, we're expecting to at least see some rain each day, and winds are going to be quite calm. I know we had quite a few windy days over the course of the past week, but that seems to be done with for the time being, and just have to deal with the wet.
All righty. Well, I'm glad that's the case. At least we're going to have a nice day, and once I get it together, I'll be able to catch up and take care of all the stuff that blew down over the weekend and get it all done before the rain comes back. Anyway, it is the 2nd of November, and so it's our first Sunday of November show, so that means it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We will start off with Meow Cat Rescue as normal. About the bottom of the hour, we will be talking to Help Animals India and Eileen for the first half of the 10 o'clock hour. And then we'll have some more time to catch up, Nathan, stuff, and get into current events and that sort of thing. We will be talking to Merritt and Beth Clifton, Animals 24-7.org, first half of the 11 o'clock hour, and we will finish out with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Nancy will be joining us, and that will take us up to noon. I'm thinking we're all going to do affirmations together this morning and prayers, because normally it would be the second time through these things for me, but not today. So let's make Martha happy and get the spiritual energy going with our... now don't you start that. Nathan's yawning. Now, come on. That's contagious, you know. It is. Okay.
I know the Mythbusters proved it.
Yeah,
or at least
okay.
They said it was plausible, one or the other.
All right, so Nathan's yawning, which has got me going, but I am ready with our prayers and affirmations, and I do this every week. If you haven't been here when we officially start the show, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, we start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, and then we do our pile of affirmations that have been contributed by members of our Animal World family, and we've chosen for their life-altering properties in a positive way. So we will get to all of that. And you can say the prayers and the affirmations with me, or you can opt out. Completely up to you. It's not like dancing when we haul out the love train at 10 and 11, where dancing is required. So you can opt out here. But let's go ahead, Nathan. I'll go ahead with the prayers and affirmations, and then we'll take care of advertisers. And then... we'll hope and Marilyn is awake and ready and all that good stuff at 9:30. Anyway, so I'm just letting you know, I fessed up and let you know what was going on with me. So in case I say stupid things or don't make any sense, it's probably because of all of that. All right, are we ready? You ready, Nathan?
All right, let's do it.
Let's
I know we need it.
All righty. I sure do. Okay, so I start with St. Francis, the St. Francis prayer for our animal friends, and then one for us human animals. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Uh-huh, my goodness, boy. You can tell I haven't been talking much, have you? Okay, here we go. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Oh, divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. Let's see. Now, we go into our affirmations here, and I'm just thinking, because I don't sound very clear. I just pulled out some homeopathics in my pocket. I think I'll do that while we're... ads. That'll clear up my throat here a little bit. All righty, here we go. This first affirmation, spiritual assignment to me, I said, say it three times a day for 7 days in a row. See what happens. Change my life. It'll change yours, too. Here we go, three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, the second affirmation comes from Linda Rasmussen, one of our best practitioners, and Dr. Nelson Rasmussen will be with us as usual next week. Make sure you mark your calendars for that. And when you hear Linda work with one of you human animals out there, she always gives us an affirmation. That's where this one came from. So popular, and that I started doing it, and we share it every week now. And when I say abundant, imagine in your mind the kind of abundance you want to attract into your life. Here we go three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Alrighty, this next one is comes from my spiritual family, the Ananda Institute, but also the Italian division. And the one affirmation I use, get myself in the right frame of mind to go out in the world. I do this for my animals too, three times. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Alrighty, and then the next one comes from our guest in 2 weeks, Natasha Venter, our communicator and medium and psychic gal. And this is the affirmation I use for me and my animals to keep us in as much alignment as we can with the crazy energies going on right now. So here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty, and then to conclude our longer affirmations, this one also comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, but it says the Ananda Worldwide Warriors of Light affirmation. And boy, do we need this one around the country, around the world. Send God's light everywhere. Three times, here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Alrighty. Now, to conclude this whole prayer and affirmation ritual, it is Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part. And so to seat the prayers and affirmations in our hearts and our lives and get us all spiritualized up for the day and the week, cross your hands over your chest and your heart and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Ah, okay. Well, I feel a whole lot better with that. All righty. Let's take care of our advertisers for the first time in this hour, and then we will get started with Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends.
Sunday.
Going forward. Sunday. Yes, that's the day it is. And that is up next. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful, Dr. Nels Rasmussen. And just so you know, he is back up and running on the website. Remember, he had the absolute disaster of waking up one morning and his website was just gone. Boy, what a nightmare that was. And took him a couple of weeks, but his new website is up and running. And I have a new little thing that he sent us to let you guys know that well, let's see. The last time we were together, that was 2 weeks ago, Nathan. He had just gotten his website back up, and just so you know that during that show, he had a big offer for us 2 weeks ago. That because his website had been down for a couple of months, we couldn't. that does something to the algorithms in terms of how your website is seen on online and all this sort of stuff that I don't really understand. But he needed a lot more people going to his website and doing things. And so he had a big offer and said, if you go to Dr. Nell's website, which is healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com, and click on the blogs and then scroll down to the contact link and fill out the little contact page and say, hey, I would like a free session that you offered on Martha's show. So we did that 2 weeks ago. And so many of you did it. It kind of his website couldn't handle it, and it didn't work quite well right for everybody. So he would like to continue the offer until further notice, which will probably be next week. But the offer still continues this week. So if you would like a free session for you or your animal friend with Dr. Nels, that will be your reward for helping him up the traffic on his website. So go to healingministryforanimals.com you can shoot him an email. It says contact us, I think, or something, or email us. You can shoot him an email, or you can click around on his website a little bit and fill out the contact link and ask for the free session. But at any rate, if you go to his website today and send him an email or fill out the contact form, you will get a free session with Dr. Nels. And when I have a little more time here getting organized, I will find the little formal thing he sent to us that I'm supposed to read that I haven't found yet.
Oh, I can actually get that pulled up here. It was from the same thing that you copied and pasted to me, correct?
Yeah, I copied and pasted, sent it to you. Yeah. I just...
So what he wrote here was what he wants people to do, since there was that glitch you were mentioning and, you know, if people are having trouble. What he wants you to do is just to go to, like you said, healingministryforanimals.com and click on the blog link on the top of the page. And then from there, click on any blog title and preferably your favorite one. And then scroll to the bottom of the article and click on the link for a free consultation. It's going to be like a hyperlink, so you're going to see some text in blue or something that just says like free consultation. So you're not actually looking like for a full link. You're just looking for some blue text that you can click on. And then it'll bring you to a contact page. And so you fill out that form. And when you get to the part where you have like additional comments or notes on your contact, just make sure you write down that you would like the free session that Nels offered on Martha's show. And that's all you need to do. And just submit the form and he'll get back to you shortly to set up your free consultation.
All right. That sounds great. You have your instructions, and you know, if you missed out 2 weeks ago, you can get on board now and help Dr. Nels out getting traffic to his website and get a free session for you or your animal friends. All righty then, we are all good there, and so it is time to officially start Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. And first up, from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland, Marilyn Hendrickson is here. Good morning, Marilyn, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha.
Hey, how are you doing on this? I assume you have sunshine down there in the Kirkland area?
We do. It's a lovely morning.
Yeah, I am delighted, delighted to see the sunshine, and hopefully gonna be able to get out there and do some more leaf blowing, maybe even some mowing today. So, gosh, for anybody that doesn't know, why don't you fill us in? What is Meow Cat Rescue all about?
Meow Cat Rescue is a rescue organization, animal shelter located in Kirkland. We are in our 28th year. We have at our shelter cats and kittens, and we also have cats and kittens in foster care and dogs in foster care.
Right.
And kitten season is not ending anytime soon, I'm here to say.
So it used to be, you know, when I was growing up, you know, if you wanted to add kittens to your family, you had to get them in the summer. Because by the time you'd get into the fall and go into the winter, there would be no kittens available.
Yeah.
So, irresponsibility and so forth with overpopulation and all those things. We have cats coming out of our ears and apparently there is no more kitten season. So you're telling us you've got kittens all year round, 12 months a year?
Yeah. In fact, we saw another group of newborns this past week. So it doesn't ever end. It kind of weans a little bit in January, February, March, but it's a long, it's been a really long season because last season truly didn't end at all. So, yeah.
Okay. And then, you put the kittens or pregnant moms that come in, that sort of thing. They go into foster homes. So
yes,
they can have, you know, as normal upbringing as possible and being, you know, in a home and with people and so forth. And then they stay in foster care until they're old enough to be spayed and or old enough or way enough. And is it age or weight that qualifies them for to be spayed and neutered?
Well, I think weight is a little bit more important because generally speaking, a three-month-old kitten weighs about 3 pounds, but not always. So our preference is for them to weigh at least 3 pounds before they go in for spay and neuter.
Okay. And I know some people, you know, think they would like to get really, really young kittens. If you get kittens at a shelter, because I think it's pretty standard practice for shelters these days, they just simply don't adopt out dogs, puppies, cats, kittens to new homes without them being spayed or neutered. Because unfortunately, you know, over the decades we've learned that humans, you know, don't tend to be responsible in that regard, and gosh, these days it is so expensive to do all the things you'd need to do with a new puppy and kittens, because you got to, you know, they need examinations, make sure they're healthy, but, you know, and being checked for worms and deworming, they need to be vaccinated, and then spaying and neutering. And the expense of all of that these days, Marilyn, is really off the charts. So getting a kitten from Meow after all of that has been done, the other real bonus in my mind is that, you know, you said is they're usually around 3 months that they weigh enough to be spayed and neutered, and they come into the shelter to be adopted. But by that time, they've kind of developed little personalities, and you can know them better. And you know, not all cats are the same, and some are couch potato kitties, and some are real active, and some are snugglers, and some aren't. And you get to kind of know them a little better. So I think people can make better choices in choosing the right, kittens to integrate into their home and family. But so it's about 3 months that the kittens get their surgeries and then come into the surgery or into the shelter to find new homes.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people come into the shelter and they want the youngest kittens we have, and the youngest you will ever find at our shelter is 3 months. So
okay.
You know, just a heads up on that.
Yeah, and I was the same way because, when I was a child, it was in the last century and long time ago, and we didn't have an overpopulation problem with cats. And so we also didn't have leash laws didn't start, and well, they did start in my lifetime. But when I was young, you know, we let our dogs run around the neighborhood, and our cats, all cats were pretty much indoor outdoor models. I did have Sandy was my first calico. She was a Duluth calico cat, and she had many litters of kittens, Marilyn. And raised them in the house, and she would not have her kittens unless I sat with her. So she would birth them in my bedroom, and they lived in my bedroom, and we would raise them. And then we had a big basement with a little cat door and stuff. And when they got, before we found them their forever homes, we moved the litter and mom down to the basement area on, gosh, it was so fun to watch. She would give them mice catching lessons, Marilyn. And it was, I mean, she'd go out, catch a mouse, bring it back in, let it go, and she'd teach these kittens how to chase mice.
Wow.
And so they were all educated mousers by the time they were ready to go to new homes. And of course, we would interview families to adopt the kittens and so forth. And then I remember, Marilyn, for years and years and years after that, we would get Christmas cards from people telling us how much they love their cats and all of that. And, you know, I mothered a lot of kittens. So in my adult life, for a while, I really thought I want them really, really young. You know, like Marilyn says, people come in and say, we want the youngest kittens you've got. But I realized when I fell in love with Abyssinians, the purebred, you know, cat breed that I love so much. The breeders, you know, you just can't go out and find Abyssinian kittens. You have to go to breeders. And they know Abyssinian breeders would let their kittens go, you know, at 6 weeks, 7 weeks, 8 weeks. No, you know, you couldn't get, they would keep them, you know, to see how they were going to turn out for showing and all that sort of thing. But you couldn't really get an Abyssinian kitten until they were like 5 months old or something.
Wow.
Well, so I was all upset about that until I got my first Abyssinian, Scooty. Boot Scoot and Boogie was his name. Scooty, and oh, he went, and I can't even remember, Marilyn, he might have even been at the grand opening of Meow Cat Rescue 28 years ago, because
wow,
he was a traveling Abyssinian. You know, he would wear a harness and a leash, and he would go to live broadcasts with us and special events and special appearances. But at any rate, I learned with him, and then, of course, I got other Abyssinians from the same breeder later on, that what a positive difference it made getting a little older kitten, because they're still kittens, but you knew who they were and their personalities, and like we've mentioned. So I'm a big fan now of getting a little older kitten, because you can pick a better match for yourselves.
Absolutely.
And I'm thinking here, looking at the clock. Nathan, your microphone is right in the front of the clock, so I can't see it. So it's not in my face. We are a little over time. We better take care of our advertisers while I'm thinking about it here. And then we will come back. We'll find out from Marilyn. And you can gear up to go down today because I think before we head off to commercials here, Marilyn, you are open for adoptions 4 days a week now, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yep.
Is that correct? So that means today.
Actually, it's 5 days a week.
Ah.
Wednesday,
okay, it's Wednesday now. That's right.
Yeah, right.
5 days a week, but that includes today. 1 to 5 p.m. today you're open? Is that the shelters open?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So you can get on the website meowcatrescue.org, meowcatrescue.org. Click on available cats and kittens if you're interested, or you can do that for the dogs and puppies, although they are not in the shelter. You have to make appointments, I think, to see them. But the kittens that are available, you'll find on the website, and you can plan to go down this afternoon. Anyway, I want you all to stay right where you are because we'll take care of our advertisers and continue with Marilyn straight ahead. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements. That's N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, and you can check them all out at the NuPro website. You can order there. If you don't find them in your local pet store, and you find the NuPro vitamin supplement powder for dogs in a lot of pet stores today, but you can also order on Amazon. And of course, you heard from our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, and the Whispering Dragon Center. The Whispering Dragon Center is in her home now in Shoreline. Wonderful, wonderful experience to be in the healing room with the gongs and the chimes. And Jude can work with you in person or remotely. She has room for new clients. Check her out at whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And do remember me, I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I would love to help you or anyone you know that has problems with their dog friends. I come to you, work with you privately in your home, and solve all the problems you got going on with your dog real fast. We have major miraculous transformations in dogs when I come and do a session, and I always talk to you for free on the phone. So please write down my phone number, give it to anybody you know that has dogs, tell them to call me. I'll talk to them for free on the phone. They can reach me at 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty, we are just getting rolling with Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We're in the middle of a conversation with Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. Marilyn, November, we're getting into the colder months of the year. Anything going on at Meow or coming up that we need to know about?
Yeah, our holiday bazaar is coming up. That's going to be, I think it's December 8th. December 6th, I'm sorry.
December 6th, okay, good. Yeah. We can mark our calendars ahead of time for that. The holiday bazaar is really a wonderful thing because you do that at church close to Meow, is that right?
Yeah, it's a church right down the street. They have a big, gigantic room. So we can spread out, and we have every year it's bigger and bigger, and it's kind of unbelievable the variety of just awesome things that we have, from baked goods to, you know, scarves and hats and cat things, and it's a lot of fun. You shouldn't.
All right. And so that's going to be on December 6th this year. Mm-hmm. Gosh. I'm grabbing my calendar here. Okay, so the first Sunday of December, Marilyn, is the day after, December 7th. Okay, so we are not going to have another Sunday together before the bazaar.
Oh, right.
Okay, so this is our last chance to talk about it right now, and I'm just realizing that, as I realize you are too. Now you, of course, will, as soon as the write-ups come up, you guys will send that to me so we can get it up on current events. But let's just kind of, so folks can mark their calendars now. It'll be on Saturday, the 6th of December. It's at the church. And I don't remember the name, do you?
Yeah, it's North Lake Unitarian.
Okay, North Lake Unitarian. And what are usually like the hours of the bazaar?
Usually it's from, I think, 10 to 4.
10 to 4. And a lot of, I think, do you still have the bake sale during that bazaar?
Oh, yes. Big bake sale.
Because that's real popular, isn't it?
It is really popular, and the most popular item are these twice-baked potatoes.
Ooh!
And the lady that makes them, we never know for sure what time she's going to show up. And people line up, and they sell out instantly. And they
so she's been making these twice-baked potatoes for the bazaar for a number of years?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're legendary.
So you got to be there when they arrive or you won't get any. So it's usually starts around 10 in the morning and goes till about 4. And in addition to the bake sale, lots of other great household items and gifts and all that good stuff, because we'll be coming up on the holidays.
Yeah.
All right. So you'll... pay attention here for current events, because as soon as I have more details, I'll be letting you know. But we won't be talking to Marilyn again until the day after. So next month, you'll be giving us a report on how great the bazaar was. So if you want to get some of those twice-baked potatoes or any of the other great stuff that will be at the bazaar, pay attention. You know, meowcatrescue.org is, you know, the events are always up on the website. You can always pay attention to current events here, but mark your calendars. And then... gosh, I can't remember. I think they start after November, but I'm thinking about the Santa Paws pictures.
Yeah, I think that's going to start. It's either the Saturday after Thanksgiving or December 6th, and I will send you all that information as soon as I have it.
Okay. But you are going to, just so everybody knows, Meow will be doing the same thing you have traditionally done, which is you work with Mud Bay stores and do the Santa Paws pictures at various Mud Bay stores on Saturdays and Sundays around the area, correct?
Correct.
All right. And that either begins right after November or certainly the next week, you know, with the bazaar timing. But I will, of course, be letting you know on have all those dates for you, and we will have them posted, and we'll do them every week on current events as soon as they are available. So, Marilyn, you guys will be open. The shelter will be open today as usual because it's Sunday, and you are now the Meow Cat Rescue Adoption Center and shelter, which is located in the Houghton area of Kirkland. And from 1 to 5 p.m., is that correct? Are those the hours mm-hmm. you're open today?
Yep, that's right.
Anybody in particular you want to highlight or any special kitties before we go?
Oh, boy. Let's see. Well, we have a couple of kittens that are almost not kittens anymore. I think they're probably about 9 months old. They were from yet another hoarding situation, and they had untreated eye infections when we got them, and one of them almost lost an eye. She didn't, but she's got a permanently clogged tear duct, so her eye looks a little weepy and squinty and kind of reddish, but she's healthy, she's happy, she's not in pain. She does look a little different, but they're the sweetest kittens. So it's Daisy and Poppy.
Oh, Daisy and Poppy. All righty.
Yep.
So... They need a loving home, and you can check out the available cats and kittens if you want to do ahead of time. You could get on your computer right now and go to Meow, M-E-O-W, meowcatrescue.org, click on available cats and kittens. You can see who's there and available, and then you can boot scoot right down to 1 o'clock. From 1 to 5 this afternoon, you can go and adopt your new kitty friend. And then you make me happy if you pose for a picture with your new adopted mm-hmm. kitties, because Meow puts them up on Facebook. I love seeing the kitties going home with their new people. And gosh, Marilyn, I will look forward to getting information from you on the Holiday Bazaar and the Santa Paws pictures. I got to wake up a little bit and I'm still a little shocked that we're talking about this stuff already.
I know.
Oh gosh, I just looked out the window. My son is going away. I was going to say it makes it a little easier when the sunshine is out. Anyway, thank you so much, Marilyn, for spending a little time with us here on this great sunny Sunday afternoon or morning. And we will talk to you again, I guess, the day after the bazaar.
Okay, we'll talk to you then.
Talk to you in December. Thanks, Marilyn. Okay. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. That takes us through hour number one. Let's see if I can do another hour. And, it is time to roll out the love train. And it's not like prayers and affirmations. You don't get to opt out on this one. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere or get up and join the love train with us. I'll come through and crew and pick you up And I always, well, I'll tell you before I do this, that we will begin the next hour with Help Animals India. As usual, Eileen Weintraub will be joining us. And we will also get to current events and all that good stuff towards the latter part of the hour. So I always energize up the Love Train music with our yogi energization prayer. And here we go with that. O Infinite Spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on All Alternative Talk, AM 1150.